you get the clover here, get all the whey out of it, and make it out of that cottage cheese out of that curd and the whey.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You can buy it in any store.
Well, is there something that you can make for dessert, kind of like a pie, that you might make in a deep dish out of different slices of fruit, maybe apple slices or peach slices, and have a crust on the top?
Oh, it all depends whatever you want to call it. They make all kinds of those pies. Some of them call them apple pie, some of them this, some of them that. Of course, this, though, I'm talking about now, they make it with a juice in it called a punch.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different names. They call them salads of one kind and another, fruit salads.
That's right.
I don't know too much about all them fancy dishes myself, but I never had no hand at making them.
Well, is a pie the same thing as a cobbler?
Well, some ways they are and some ways they're not. It all depends on how you make them. They're practically the same dish where that's concerned. Mm-hmm. A peach cobbler and a peach pie. It's the same thing, only just a difference in the way they're made.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say if somebody has a real good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his...
He's like a horse. I heard a lot of them say, so-and-so he ate like a horse, so-and-so he ate like a hog. So-and-so ate like he'd never had anything to eat before.
Mighty hungry. You get like that, I reckon.
Yes, sir. I heard them old expressions.
You ever heard anybody say, he sure likes to put away his vittles?
I've heard him say, he sure loves to hide the food. He can sure hide the food away.
Mm-hmm.
Says like it.
Well, say if you were eating some barbecue, this liquid, you might pour some more...
Barbecued sauce, they call it.
Did you ever
I don't like that stuff.
Too hot?
Yeah, it's too hot for me. I used to eat a lot of stuff, but I quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me a sour stomach.
I was talking to a fella back home in Alabama, and he made his own syrup molasses like you did.
Uh-huh.
And he made his own barbecue sauce too.
Yeah.
And he gave me some of that stuff when we got through talking. And I went home and put that on some meat. I thought I was gonna die. I thought it was just like drinking fire. It was the hottest barbecue sauce I've ever had.
Oh Lord, yeah. Sometimes they really make it hot.
Mm. I don't like it too hot like
that. I don't like it at all. When they get on chopping the beef, the barbecue, and cooking it, well, I don't care about drowning it in barbecue like souls like a lot of people do. I seen a man this morning, took a half a chicken, he drowned it in one of them old platters, about that big. Had in there. He drowned it in with a cup of barbecue sauce, fully as big as that.
Mm.
He poured that on it. Oh boy, that would have killed me if they ate that.
Oh me.
He ate it. When he got on, said that barbecue sauce was good and strong.
He got a good strong stomach too.
Yeah. Mm. I bet he heard from him by now. I'll bet on that. That stuff was hot, and I don't mean that.
Yeah. Well, is the sauce the same thing as the gravy?
And on barbecue?
Or anything.
Oh, no. Sauce is hot stuff. Gravy is made out of water and grease.